Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about our calendar-based scheduling concept.
I have to say something funny.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't know if it was on a member call or in our online community or what, but they put in a thing, "Hi, this is so-and-so from sunny such and such, such and such." I'm like, oh, that was very funny.
Making fun of us.
Yeah, totally. It was really cute. I'm like, I got that, and I appreciate that. That made me happy.
So along those lines, somebody recently said, you know, this is the meat of the show.
Oh,
that's what they said to me.
That's great.
All right, this is the meat of what I'm saying or something.
This is the meat of the call. I love it. Hey, before we get to the question, I would like to make one more announcement today. Yay. I said something about it Monday. I'm telling you today on Wednesday. Don't forget, 10% off is happening right now until Friday off all of your orders with Offers to Owners, which is our direct mail company. 10% off is a pretty big deal. I mean, it's really cheap. It's already cheap going into it. Take 10% off of it. It's awesome. So how do you do it? Go to offerstoowners.com and get the details there. Thank you.
That is cheap.
It is cheap.
We're already like
we're already
at the bottom.
Cheap. I know.
If you're sending out 1,500 units a month, which is what I recommend, it's the cheapest place on the planet. Plus, because we don't have a scaling system like every other printer in the world.
Right.
1,500 is... Never mind.
Exactly.
It's a good deal.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Patricia and Tom, hello. They say, hello, everyone. We're in the process of selling 78 acres in, can I say the county?
Sure.
Okay. Kern County, California. And the buyer would like to go through a title company. We decided to finance this deal, but none of the title companies want to insure a land contract.
This
the
is
only
very, very
way
typical.
To go is
very
a deed typical. Of trust. And Mr. Steve Butella is always saying that land contract is the only option. Please advise Patricia with land addiction. I love this because one of our members, Kevin Farrell, who's a moderator on our site, already piped in and wrote an awesome response. And Kevin said, Patricia, when we do a land contract, we do not record the contract. We hold the deed to the property until all payments are completed. When a deed of trust is used, it will be recorded along with the contract. If the buyer stops making payments, there is a difference between the two. With the land contract, you simply relist the property and sell it to someone else. With the deed of trust, you have to go through a formal foreclosure process, and that usually costs $2,000 to $3,000 and takes time.
6 months.
Right? My opinion on that is the higher value properties, people are going to be more cautious and will want everything done in a title company. If this buyer defaults on this deal, will you be willing to sue for a foreclosure? And will it still be profitable even after expenses, if you have to go to do that? And may come down to how you feel about this buyer. That's awesome. What do you want to add?
Well, you never can predict, as nice as they sound on the phone, whether they're gonna, if they're going to perform financially. So what Kevin's really saying, here's the math to all that. 78-acre property, they probably paid $10,000, $20,000 for it. They're going to sell it on terms for probably $40,000 or $50,000 with $200, $300, $400, $500 payments a month. And if they get a $10,000 down payment, let's say they recouped half of their purchase price, and 6 to 8 months down the road after collecting $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, the buyer defaults, and it costs $3,000 to get the deal back on track, get it back in their name so they can resell it. Is it worth it? Is what Kevin's saying.
Right.
By the way, Kevin's answer was perfect. Like, I could not have answered it better. Think of a house, you buy a house. It gets recorded in your name, and the mortgage company collects the taxes on your behalf and your payment, submits it all, does all that stuff. That's exactly what a deed of trust is. Exactly. In fact, when you buy a mortgage in most states, it's a deed of trust. Land contract, philosophically, is the same thing. As a buyer, if you bought a house on a land contract, you would also call that seller financing. You would move into the house just like you own it, and it would be your own, and you would clean it and maintain it, unlike a rental situation.
Right.
And at the end of when you paid off the house, on the end of the 30th payment, 30 years or whatever you negotiated, it would get recorded in your name.
Right.
So it's just a different way to skin a cat, different way to get the deal done. So you have to decide, here's what Jill and I have decided, not to sell on terms anymore at all.
Right.
It really complicates these deals. It does. It's easier, but it's faster. It's easier to sell these properties, especially if they're really large like that and close to an urban area like Los Angeles. But you have to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Right.
We have people in our group who make a career out of this. They're all set up for it. They have customer service people. They're making, you know, $10,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 a month in payments they're taking in. And but that just happens to not be our thing.
Right.
So Pat and Patricia, Tom and Patricia are going to find out if it's their thing here real soon.
Thank you very much.
Today's topic, calendar-based schedules. This is the meat of the show. I am secretly a little bit excited about talking about how we do all this stuff. People constantly ask me, how do you guys have so much time? It was a big topic whenever there was a break at the last live events, people were saying, you know, how do you actually have a Land Academy itself? How do you keep the schedule on this podcast?
Right.
How do you get so much done during a day? And we're going to answer that right now. I mean, here's what happens. I alluded to this yesterday. Everybody's got a bunch of stuff to do. There's inbound things that pull you away from the stuff that you're supposed to be working on. We all know that. If you're in Land Academy and you're reasonably new, you have your hopefully have yourself all scheduled out about the things that you need to do to get your first deal done or your first 10 deals done or wherever you are in your career. But the phone rings and it stops me from doing it. So what do? There's all these inbound distractions from what you're supposed to be doing. Immediately when they come in, you delegate them or schedule them to be complete on your time. You don't immediately react to them, almost ever. And that's a lot easier to do if you're a one or two person show and the second person that's working with you is sitting right next to you. So you can say, do this, or they can say, please, hey, what do you think about this and that? And so you'll never grow if you don't do that. Here's what you need to do. When these things come in, you need to schedule them in a system, in a calendar-based system like Microsoft 365, where there's no talking. There's no communication with the person that you're delegating. They understand. It pops up into their system automatically. And if you've never used a system like this, I would encourage you to try Microsoft 365. It's been nothing but a godsend for us.
Right.
And that's how you have to use the calendar. I mean, we would never survive. Right. And then the other thing is that, and this is where I think a lot of people can't get to the next level. It's another thing that people ask us all the time. How do you guys get to the next level? How do you add a zero to these deals that you're doing?
Yeah.
You have to eliminate this inbound traffic that's annoying by outsourcing it or replacing it, giving it to someone on your staff, training them, and walking away. You know, giving them the peace sign and saying, I trust you. Are they going to do it as well as you did it? Never.
Nope.
They were never, I struggled with this for a long time.
I know.
They will never do the stuff as well as you. And you had to get over that or you're never going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You should be chasing zero. You should be delegating and assigning and scheduling stuff that there's only certain stuff that I can do in these companies. Very few things, but there's only like pricing a mailer. Mm-hmm. And if I really wanted to outsource that, I could, because there's probably people in our group that are better at I am at it. You have to get to the point where you are actually doing nothing except the absolute imperative things. So then what do you do? Oh, great, Steve. So you would, yeah. Then you're going to start another company because that's what you do. That's what I do. You're an entrepreneur. That's why you're here. So it's hard for me in an audio format like this to show you how we do this in Microsoft 365, but keep this in mind. After someone's trained, or after you know what you're doing, remove the communication.
Right.
I see people spinning their wheels for years because they're looking over somebody's shoulder trying to make sure that they do it right.
Exactly.
Instead of just trusting them.
Training them and moving on. And exactly. You have to do that. I was going to add a couple things, too, I love about it. The calendar-based schedules syncs everywhere, and we use it all the time.
On your phone?
For personal things and business things. You know, all staff, including kids, we have.
Our kids are in our system.
Uh-huh. in the system. It's not fair. I don't know you had a game. How am I going to know? I'm glued to this calendar. It's all one calendar. It's not crazy. Do
it. You're supposed to drive me there, Mom.
Right.
No, it's in the calendar.
Exactly. If it's in the calendar now, I know.
Hey, Steve, you're supposed to be getting dressed for the opera that we're going to tonight.
Ding,
it's
ding.
It's not in the calendar, Jill.
I know. Well, we got over that. I know to use the calendar. Trust me.
Oh, wait, Steve, I told you 13 times 3 weeks ago that we're on March 15th, we're going to go to the opera in Sydney, Australia. No, actually, Jill, we're not, because it's not in the calendar.
Isn't that funny? So, yeah, I know. I didn't do that, but that's a beautiful thing. But that's what you have
times.
To think like that.
One or two times with the kids or with your spouse, and especially with your employees, where they just it's not in the calendar. I'm not going to do it. If it's not in the calendar, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
That's where I've gotten
to at this
good.
Point. That's so good. That makes it so easy for you, and I love
that. Stress free.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it.
Now, does stuff set catch on fire and you have to go address it? Yeah. And so you schedule time for that too.
That'd be funny. Fire in calendar. Hold on a moment. I got to add this to the calendar.
The massive majority, I have blocks of time now, 2 and 3 hours. And this is where I wanted to go in the first place. I had a vision for this in the first place. Blocks of time in my life right now that are called content creation. That's what everybody in the whole calendar system sees.
Right.
And my availability is red. It all connects to instant messaging and Skype for Business. And it's actually a very, very inexpensive way to organize all this.
It is. It's not a plug. We don't get any money out of this, by the way. Yeah.
And I've tried a lot of systems, and this is the best one.
It's way better than Google. We used Google for a while, and that was years ago. But that never really, it wasn't as robust.
And what didn't all connect?
Exactly. I mean, somewhat.
If it's free, don't use it.
Yeah.
If it's like $25 a month, I think that Microsoft 365
is. That's hilarious. You just uttered, that's like a female mantra.
I know.
Which is, you get what you pay for.
I know. I'm not saying pay $300 a month for Salesforce, which I think is a joke, by the way. I think Salesforce is a joke. I'm saying pay $25 a month per user to get the greatest product on the planet, Microsoft 365.
Thanks. You're hilarious. I love it.
I have actually a lot more to say.
Well,
keep going.
It's up to you. I'm out. I had three notes.
I had this theory about going to free events, like the state fair.
Okay.
State fair is free.
Is
it? Have you ever been to the state fair?
I thought you had to pay some money to get in there.
You might have to now.
Oh, okay.
If you've ever been to the state fair and you enjoyed it,
okay, what's good?
You're probably not a good Land Academy member.
Wait a minute. I have been to several museums. I happen to find them on the right nights. Like Friday night in New York, was it MoMA? I can't remember. But Museum of Modern Art, it was free. That was good, but normally you have to pay.
What was the crowd like?
It was packed. Darn it, you're right. I'd rather go on Tuesday and pay.
Pay 10 or 15 or 20 bucks. Nobody's there. Everybody smells good.
Oh, man, I hate it when you do that.
You ever been to a free concert?
Gosh, you're totally right. No, I don't think that wait. I'm sure I have. Yeah, on the pier all the time. Oh.
See?
Yeah, you're right. Darn it. Shoot.
Free stuff is bad.
Well, I do remember always telling the kids, but Mom, it's free. We saw it on TV. Oh, trust me, sweetie. Nothing's free. I only have to pay shipping and handling. Remember those commercials? Free, you just pay the $23 of shipping
That's
and handling
free.
For a 99-cent cozy.
That's not free at all.
I know.
So it's all, there's always no free lunch.
Stay here free. You know what? That's partially why our program is not free.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of stuff that is free leading up to it.
Right.
But,
a lot of free information.
In the end, we cover our costs. And
we do need to.
Everybody covers our costs, or they're just not going to be around.
I swear you feel differently when there's skin in the game, too. I know that. I know I feel differently about
Jill
some
and I
stuff.
Used to, we started Land Academy with a whole free property program. You have to order our stuff, and we'll give you a free property that's kind of left over from our inventory because we bought it for so cheap, $10 in some cases, and it backfired on us.
I stopped doing that.
People didn't want it.
They didn't want the property.
They didn't understand it.
I had people that I got a free property, signed up, and they're like, okay, wait a minute. I don't want to take it on yet. Can you hold it for me for a bit? I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't, and they're like, and some people just flat out said, I don't want it. I'm like, well, you know what? And that's okay.
I don't know how this whole thing became freeze bad.
I know. This is you. Let's wrap it up.
So anyway, I have chunks now that the whole world can see. You can see all your people's schedules and what they're working on and the whole thing. Chunks, if you look at mine, it's big chunks of content afternoon, it says right now, or new business development. And they're 2 and 3 hour chunks because the small stuff is getting done. The daily tasks are getting done elsewhere. But I can see within my content creation that no one else can see what I'm supposed to be working on. And, you know, I stay on schedule every day. I will drop what I'm doing if the, and it's all set with alarms. So your phone's going off saying, hey, in 15 minutes, you're about to have to do, hey, idiot, it's 8 minutes. You better think about leaving or doing whatever. And then, is it too much?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling myself an idiot.
It's okay.
Jill's tapping me under the studio desk. She's like, it's too much, man.
It's okay. I think you hit your point home. Oh, well, you've done it again.
She cut me off.
You've wasted another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for the episode called Learning from the Land Investors Community.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Hey, we did change it up a little bit.
We did. I kind of like it when we do that anyway. That's
more
fun.
Did I get into a rant?
A little bit.
It's too preachy.
A little bit. It's okay. No, preachy's good. I think you hit it home. But I think the third time we got it. First time, okay. Second time, all right. You're stating it now. The third time, like, got it, Dad.
You know what? The real reason is that it's like 365 changed my life.
I know that, and I know that you're a huge fan, and I'm very happy for you, and I will get you a shirt that says that. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property. 360.